Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Will Smith is thrilled about his son Jaden's new movie role. Not because the kid is working, but because Will chopped off his son's bleached dreadlocks on the Toronto set of their 2018 film, Life in a Year. The 48-year-old movie producer, who, by the way, wrote on his Facebook page, "Getting Jason Smith ready for the first day of filming, hashtag Life in a Year. Maybe I should have used scissors." Well, it's very funny, and it's also a shockingly clean-cut look for the eccentric 18-year-old who is known for his gender-neutral 90s-obsessed hipster style. Well, Jaden plays a 17-year-old guy who is determined to have his girlfriend experience an entire life after her terminal cancer diagnosis in the young adult romantic comedy. Now, Empire's Terrence Howard and Nia Long will play Darren's no-nonsense father and mother. Something tells me this is going to be a tearjerker. And somebody is really grown up. Alyssa Johnson, Magic and Cookie's daughter. I say that because I remember when they brought her home from the hospital, so to speak. Well, this week, she was flashing a hot orange, very tiny bikini on the beach in Miami with boyfriend Anthony Alcaraz. Yeah, he's the same guy that was dubbed a loser after he allegedly kissed her brother EJ Johnson in an attempt to gain access to their luxury lifestyle last year. But keep in mind, that was for EJ's reality show. Hey, let me tell you something. Alyssa Johnson was clearly not concerned as she enjoyed a romantic getaway with her French model beau in Miami Beach on Tuesday. And speaking of Tuesday, Tyga was detained by the police this week after being pulled over for allegedly driving with no license plates on his $112,000 Mercedes, which is just not smart. And because of that, he is now facing more legal drama. You know, his music company was being sued, and they were tracking him down for this unpaid lawsuit. The rapper's own Tyga Music LLC was being sued by this concert goer after she suffered head trauma and permanent scarring. She got hit with some scaffolding and lights, and the courts ruled that the woman should get $235,000, which has since increased to $248,000 due to interest. Her attorney has been trying to collect the money. It has been the third time. And when Tyga got picked up by the police, they said, "Oh, we've been looking for you." Well, honey, he went to court. He claimed to feel ill. He lost his memory. He had a complete meltdown. And they had to stop the proceedings during the hearing when he started being questioned about money he splashes out on his keeping up with Kardashian's girlfriend for that $200,000 Mercedes that he purchased for her 19th birthday. And by the way, when the court proceedings were over and he was released from custody, we hear that he hopped into the passenger seat of his brand new Mercedes G-Wagon. Okay, no money problems there. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.